You won't believe who we just heard. That was Cow Cow Davenport with Cow Cow Blues. How's he get away with it? And before that, we heard Ori's Creole Trombone by Kid Ori. Kid Ori was the greatest trombone player in the early years of jazz. He originally played banjo, but then switched to trombone. Perhaps his banjo playing helped shape the tailgate style of playing he later developed on the trombone. In the tailgate style, quote-unquote, the trombone player plays a rhythmic line underneath the trumpets and cornets. From 1912 to 1919, he led one of the most popular bands in New Orleans. Ori's band featured many of the great musicians who would go on to define the hot jazz style. And Cow Cow Davenport is remembered most for his famous song, Cow Cow Blues. How could you not be remembered for that? Which is one of the earliest recorded examples of the boogie-woogie or barrel house, as it's sometimes called. Davenport learned to play piano and organ in his father's church from his mother, who was the organist, and it looked like he was going to follow the family in the family footsteps until he was expelled from the Alabama Theological Seminary in 1911 for playing ragtime at a church function, and their loss was our gain. So the kind of music that excites me is the stuff I've been playing for you guys, the stuff where starting to cross boundaries, the little things are mixing together, the kind of music where it sounds like the whole song's about to fall apart, tempo's changing, people are barely able to hold on to the melodies, everything's about sliding back and forth, it's all about to bust, and we're going to hear another version of a rousing rendition of Cow Cow Blues. This is by the Mississippi Mudsteppers, and they prefer to call their Cow Cow Blues Jackson Stomp. Although not really a blues, was a popular favorite to all musicians in the 1920s, but its first appearance on record in 1924, it was played slowly. As a barrel house piano piece, it stands midway between boogie-woogie and ragtime, serving here as a showcase for Charlie McCoy's masterful mandolin playing. This performance was marketed to the rural white audience, where such string band performances generally sold. The Mississippi Mudsteppers were one of a number of guises used by Jackson, Mississippi musicians Charlie McCoy and Bo Carter. Oh. They were attempting to capitalize on the immense popularity of the Mississippi Sheiks, which we'll be hearing some of later, Lonnie Chapman and Walter Vincent. Like the Sheiks, McCoy and Carter were consummate musicians who were as comfortable playing waltzes, rags, polkas, country, and pop songs as blues. A fuller portrait of Bo is available upon request. Send me an envelope. And here it is.
box hat says, sing, you know it's tight like that. Needle a bump, you know it's tight like that. Needle a bump, don't you hear me talking to you? You know it's tight like that. I went to see my gal, she lived across the hall. Found a new mule kicking in my stall. You know it's tight like that. Needle a bump, you know it's tight like that. Needle a bump, don't you hear me talking to you? You know it's tight like that. Now I had a little dog, his name was Paul. Give him little taste and he wanted it all. You know it's tight like that. Needle a bump, you know it's tight like that. Needle a bump, don't you hear me talking to you? You know it's tight like that.
Yeah! neck knit joining, yeah. Here's a mama, don't lie, no neck knit joining, yeah. Says we don't care what your mama don't lie. We gon' show our neckness anyhow. Mama don't lie, no neckness showing in here. Says the mama don't lie, no guitar playing in here. Says the mama don't lie, no guitar playing in here. Says we don't care what your mama don't lie. We gon' play our guitars anyhow. Mama don't lie, no guitar playing in here. Mama don't lie, no guitar playing in here. Play your guitar, Mr. Big Bill. Says the mama don't lie, no strutting in here. Says the mama don't lie, no strutting in here. Says we don't care what your mama don't lie. We gon' strut our stuff anyhow. Mama don't lie, no strutting in here. Says the mama don't lie, no shimmy shaking here. Says the mama don't lie. No shimmy shaking, yeah. Says we don't care what your mama don't lie. We gon' shake our shimmy anyhow. Mama don't lie, no shimmy shaking, yeah. Mama don't lie, no shimmy shaking, yeah. You can't shake your shimmy. Shake some milk. Play it, Mr. Bob. Says mama don't lie, no breaking down in here. Says mama don't lie, no breaking down in here. Says we don't care what your mama don't lie. We gonna break them down anyhow. Mama don't lie, no breaking down in here. Says the mama don't lie, no easy woodling, yeah. Says the mama don't lie, no easy woodling, yeah. Says we don't care what the mama don't lie. We gon' easy woodling, huh? Mama don't lie, no easy woodling, yeah.
And what we heard in order is It's Tight Like That, Jimmy Noone's Apex Orchestra. I'm Craving for That Kind of Love, Gertrude Saunders, and Mama Don't Allow, Washboard Sam. As for Gertrude Saunders, her song I'm Craving for That Kind of Love comes from a Broadway musical, Shuffle Along. It was the first, if my memory serves me correctly, it's the first all African-American cast in the musical Shuffle Along, where the people portrayed, it was a true comedy, the people who were portrayed, it wasn't a satire that was degrading the people that was in it, and it was the first Broadway musical with a true love interest for an all African-American cast. And she was backed up by Jan Tim Brim and his Black Devil Orchestra. And Bessie Smith's husband was cheating on her with Gertrude Saunders, for those who are interested. Next, we're going to go into some nostalgia, and we will hear Press My Button by Lil Johnson. Just heard Press My Button, Lil Johnson. I think she'd cut me down to size. And Midnight Mama by Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra. Next up, we're going to hear That's It. And this is by the Mississippi Sheiks.
Thank you. Walter. We need some cigarettes. Let's go in and get a pack.
Okay.
Hello, boys. What can I do for you?
I have a pack of cigarettes.
All right. Here you are. Be 3 cents more, though.
What's that for?
Sales tax. Haven't you ever heard of sales tax?
I sure haven't. What's going to happen next, man? You know they got a law here to call sales tax.
Sales tax? What is that for?
That's 3 cent tax on everything that's sold. They said that's the government's rule.
The government's rule? Well, there's a lot of things sold that the government knows anything about.
Well, I'll just sing a little song about the sales tax.
This time now ain't suiting me. Corn is costing $1.03. The sales tax is on it. They live behind the jail. A sign on the wall said, liquor for sale.
You know the sale tax is on it.
Oh, the sale tax is on it. Oh, the sale tax is on it. Everywhere you go. I never seen the like since I've been born. The women got sale tax on the stuff at home.
Oh, the sale tax is on it.
Oh, the sale tax is on it. $1.03.
All
the sales tax is on it. All the sales tax is on it. All the sales tax is on it. Everywhere you go. Now you may take me to be a fool. Everything is sold by the government rule.
All you know the sales tax is on it.
All the sales tax is on it.
All the sales tax is on it.
Everywhere.
We just heard Chant of the Weed, Don Redman, Sales Tax, Mississippi Sheiks, and California Stomp, Sonny Clay's Orchestra. They'll be putting sales tax on it soon in California, but it won't be on cigarettes. And let me tell you a little bit about Sonny Clay's Orchestra. They played the Plantation Cafe in Culver City, California in the mid-1920s. The nightclub was located on Washington Boulevard at Helena Street, across the street from the La Bologna High School. Silent film comedian Roscoe Fatty Arbuckle owns the club from 1928 to 1930. The orchestra's first record was released under the name of the California Poppies in 1923. And if you would allow me to get a little more explicit right now, I'll just tell you the Supreme Court has refused to review a landmark appellate court ruling protecting the right of medical marijuana patients and their caregivers to collectively grow marijuana in the news. I also do a much more political program that's on Wednesday mornings from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on this same radio station, WHCL-FM, Clinton, New York, and mostly talk shows and interviews. This coming Monday, I'm doing a special program from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. interviewing Ed Canan. He's from Syracuse, and he's going to be coming here to Utica, to the other side. We're showing a film about Palestine called Life in Occupied Palestine. It's a one-hour-long film that happens next Wednesday, the 30th of September at 7:30 p.m., and Ed's recently returned from Palestine, so he'll be answering people's questions after we watch the film. Continuing in explicitness, we will hear number one. Quick recap of what you've been hearing. We heard Get Off With Me by Coot Grant, Leona Wilson, and Kid Wesley. Then we heard Hen Party Blues, Dixieland, Jug Blowers, and then we heard Livery Stable Blues, the original Dixieland Jazz Band. And next we're going to hear from Clarence Pinetop Williams.
been, Top? Where you been so long?
I've been in the workhouse. That's where I've been.
Well, for what?
Well, the man said I had my hand in father. That's for what? They kept me out there 5 long years, too.
Oh, no, big boy. They can't do that.
Now, look here, don't you go talking about what the law can't do when it done already done it. I'm going to get you to right now. If you ever get this by an unjust jury, you get 18 months or more. When a rum get clipped by a crook-headed dip, at the time you ain't got no dough. Now that old jury, he passed my sentence, though. You say, I'm sorry, but it's a natural fact. And that chunk lawyer I had plead my case, Christ. Big boy, they can't do that. Now they entered me into that crib of misery down in Darrow County Jail. They held me there for 10 long days, and my mud kicker didn't send no mail. So I beat to the judge as a kangaroo coat, how she had framed and left me flat. Now the old chump I was selling with cracks. Big boy, they can't do that. The bell had rang at 5 a.m. one morning about the break of day. That's when they shipped me out to that old wet house where concrete I had to lay. Now they stored me in a dirty old hole with a plank upon my back. Up jumps a louse with the sense of a mouse in crack. Big boy, they can't do that. I go in and see that old superintendent with a slip to see him on command. I told him how the guards had beat me up and how the sheriff had tore up my hand. Now he looked into my eyes with a sturdy stare, and he said, youngster, it's a natural fact. I've been superintendent around here for 25 years, and big boy, those shovels can't do that. Now, he throwed me in that dirty old White House. It was so dark, I had to feel my way. He gave me a slice of bread so doggone thin, I could peep through it and see the crack of day. Now, I'd be the one that would get the slum and the cream of both of those dirty, sniffing rats. And a whole screw that was walking my range crack. Big boy, they can't do that. But when I finish my bit on earth and start my joke down below, I hope the devil finds one of a black-hearted screw that pops his head down in the door. And when that unjust judge and that no good broad put on a red-hot coal and burn to a fat, I want to be a snicky for the devil so I can jump up, shimmy she wobble, cut out chops and coup de crawl, mess around and ball the jack and crack. Big boy, they can't do that, no sir.
Okay, thank you for listening this week. Tune in again next week and hear Andy. It's been a pleasure covering for Radiola. And thank you for listening, and I'll leave you with one last song.